Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, don't tell me. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson.
We're your hosts this morning for Oracle Friday. And you know what? This is the second Friday in the month, and our special guest is here with us right on time. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to work with some of these people this morning. It's been an exciting experience since that Stargate opened up on July the 29th, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Star of David was in the sky bringing in an alignment that only has not happened since the end of World War II. So it's a way amount of divine frequencies coming in to align us with love.
Wow.
It's helping us let go.
Well, that is going to be extremely powerful. I definitely want to talk a little bit about that energy shift.
Talk some of that. Okay. Yes.
We're going to let Dr. Reggie come in and start shifting energy with our opening prayer. And then I'll go ahead and give everybody the number to call in for reading and give them a little background on you as well.
Okay.
So, Dr. Rich, take us into our morning prayer.
Yes.
Okay.
As we take a deep breath in, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ability to have life, and that it's our choice to have it more abundantly through the Christ presence in us. Let us walk in the power and the sanctity of wisdom and gratitude. As we move forward, we ask that you put your hand in all of our affairs to make them right. And let us do right thinking, right action, and right thoughts and beliefs. Give us wisdom and give Cindy divine energy. Let it be amplified when people call in and know that their prayers are already answered and they are healed accordingly. Spontaneous evolution. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. So, I want people to know that Cindy Bentley is our in-house energy healer and DNA, does DNA activations and readings. And, oh, she talks about past lives. And Cindy, you just do so many things. You are so gifted.
Well, don't forget the dowser. I'm a master dowser.
That's right. And a master dowser. Trust me.
I can give you percentages. Yeah, that's how I answer a lot of the questions they ask is through my dowsing.
It is amazing. The first time we had you on the show, I was on the phone. You would be giving a reading, and I was on the phone calling people, my friends, and saying, you have got to call in. You just blew. It was wild. And I think when you say energy healer, a lot of people don't realize how gifted you are as an intuitive as well. So I don't want people to be hesitant to call in this morning.
Right.
And let me give you guys the rules and how we structure things here on Oracle Friday. It gets pretty busy. It's early right now, but it's going to get busy. So if you would like to get a reading, you need to call in at area code 914-338-0590. And then you press 1 on your telephone keypad so that you will be in the queue to get a question. So if I don't see a question mark by your number, I won't know that you would like to ask Cindy a question. Once I invite you in, I'll identify you as your area code. A lot of people forget area code. So when you hear your area code, I'll say you're on the air, and then you can ask a question. Now, some people call in and they say, oh, I just want a general reading. Cindy, how do you want to handle that? A lot of our guest psychics really want something narrowed down and specific. How about you?
Well, if they do that, then I'm just going to tell them how clear their energy fields are. That's basically, if they just want, what I'll do is, well, I'll douse their energy fields and tell them how clear they are. If they feel that they're being blocked somewhere in their life and they can't work through it, if they'll just ask me about that block, I'll check and see if they do and how many and take them out.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit. Some people may not be familiar with the work that you're doing. So what do you mean about how clear their energy is and the block?
Sure. This is a very simple way that I put this to a lot of people that are not familiar with what I'm doing, is that we are energy, and we all know that. We are vibrating at a certain level to form this physical essence of what we see. And they're the physical bodies of the physical body, the emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies, and then the etheric body. And these overlap, vibrating together with the soul in the center. And so my work that I'm doing for the planet, for the people here and the souls, are to take away all the things that are inside these four or five bodies that are blocking the light of the soul and the connection to divine source. Because in this planet, unlike many other places, we have free will. And the free will is part of our thought forms. And one of the things you talk about every day, how our thoughts make our life. And so if we start pulling in things, allowing things to be in us, like pain, the programs that we've had from this life and past lives, from early childhood, the programs of lack. We bring with us things from past lives where we've had pain from injury or pain from other people. And so we're here thinking that we're doing it by ourselves sometimes, protecting ourselves from pain and hurt and feeling less than what we truly are. And what we truly are divine beings. And for many people, they're not connected to their divine self. And what I've been finding, and one of the things I work with people, is for them to learn to monitor their thought forms, because that's the essence of creation. That's every thought in every moment is creating the next moment. And if you've got issues that are blocking you from seeing and thinking your truth, or blocking you from feeling that you can connect to your divine source, then you block your highest good. And we see that all the time. I mean, I work, it's not the easiest thing, but once you learn a new pattern of living, which is divine, or allowing divine order, and the knowing that you are cared for in every moment. And that's one of the things I've been working on, that a lot of us, and I found that true for myself, I was in divine order, but I'm not loving me enough. And so,
okay.
Yeah, the loving me is the biggie, because loving me is loving the divine me.
Amen.
And trusting it. And trusting it,
yeah,
in every moment. And one of the things I have a book, Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living, is how to look in that mirror and do the self-talk that we need to hear so desperately about how we love ourselves, rather than look in the mirror and see if we got a wrinkle. Look in the mirror and see, you know, oh my gosh, I do the, oh my gosh, you look great today. You've got to be getting younger every day. And do the whole talk. We're just not, we've been controlled by negativity for so long. Our parents taught us fear. And we can no longer, in this energetic frequencies, the new frequencies that are coming to the planet, we can no longer allow ourselves to live in any type of fear. Fear is three-dimensional. It's not real. It's an illusion. And when I work with my clients, one of the things I do now that I've added since May this year is I douse and count the walls of illusion that are blocking their reality, their real life, and blocking them from stepping into their personal power.
Mm-hmm.
Because fear, as you know, fear of not having enough. And I've got some friends that they're having a hard time with the money thing. And that's loving you and knowing that you deserve everything the most, and being patient with yourself and trusting the universe that it's coming and it's going to be overflowing.
Okay, good.
Wow. But you know what?
Yeah.
One of the reasons I enjoy having you on the show is because the work that you do is in alignment with the principles that we're teaching. And so it gives our daily listeners an opportunity to work through some of their issues, the things that we're trying to help them move through. Like right now we're in book study of Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone. Of course, I know you know that. And you mentioned the four bodies and clearing the energy from the four bodies. And he definitely talks about us doing the four bodies, working with the four bodies and bringing them in alignment so that we move into this connectivity to our divine self, which he defines as the soul, and become aware of our personal power. It's all that journey.
Yes.
Rumbling through paper.
No, I'm just
getting
rid of it.
You know,
it's just junk.
He's over here. My little mouse over here just rumbling and rattling through paper.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so we're going to move to some of our callers. The queue is filling up. Listen, you guys, you can sit there if you want to and listen, but I'm telling you, if you don't press 1 on your telephone keypad and you wait until, oh, okay, I think maybe I'll press 1, you may not get a reading this morning. So if you are just thinking about getting a reading, you need to go ahead and press 1 now and not just sit there in the queue, okay? So let's go to our first caller, which is in area code 347. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Fine. Do you hear us okay?
Can I help you, Miss Morgan?
Yeah, this is Tony calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Tony, have we spoke before?
I think we might have spoken before.
Like my first time or something like that.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to wake up.
How can I help you? Yeah.
You know, I definitely was able to attune with what you were saying earlier this morning, being able to take that journey into, I guess, living in faith, and it, you know, just because a lot of times we're just faced with the the reality of certain, like the three-dimensional image of certain things, and we just don't,
sure,
I guess, trust ourselves. So I've been trying to, like, work with that. My question basically is, you know, in the area of publishing, I've been trying to, you know, work towards certain goals. So I was just kind of curious how that would look for me this year.
Publishing a book or publishing a story? Or
A book.
And how beneficial is it for Tony to publish this book in 2013? What's your birth date, Tony? I'm going to need a little bit more information.
6:30.
Okay. You know, right now with the energies that you've got with it, I don't see it. It's only a 45% chance of publishing this year.
Okay.
But 2014, I'm getting 100%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think you need a little more time than 4 months.
To get it.
And I've written a book, and it took me years. It took a year to get it all edited. It was crazy.
Gotcha.
But it happens. And I self-published with Amazon.com that uses CreateSpace.
Right.
And they do. I found that to be I've been very pleased with them.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways you can go about it.
Okay.
How beneficial is this book for people? Is it 100% beneficial? Do you know that already?
Are you asking me?
Yes. What's the book about?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
What is the book about?
Oh, it's a children's book about a female with a really unique hair, and you know, she's
being different.
Yeah, she's different, exactly. And it's her trials and tribulations.
I like that. And hair is a big thing for everybody.
Yes.
So everyone can identify, even the young children. I like that, Tony. That's good.
Thank you.
Well, good luck getting that published. I think. That's where we need to start right now is with the children. They're going to be, that's the new world. They're already here on the planet. They're just young right now.
Exactly.
So they are the new world.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Tony. Definitely appreciate it.
Good luck, babe.
All right,
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, I'm looking forward to reading that book. That sounds interesting. So 917, you're on the air.
Good morning. My name is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen.
I missed the beginning part of your show, and I will have to go back and listen to it, but it sounds like it's about the law of attraction. Is that correct?
Well, somewhat. I'm an energy practitioner, and I work with people remotely and in person to clear their energy bodies so they can hold a higher vibration. Which attracts to you what you like attracts like. So the higher your frequency, the more you're going to attract what you need. And the big thing is that you attract to you in every moment. So we have to keep that frequency high every moment by monitor your thought forms to be light and fill with the divine order, trusting divine order. So how can I help you this morning?
Wow, I would love
to. I'm a master dowser, too, so I can douse questions for you.
I would love a reading regarding my career.
Okay, so we're going to need to be very specific to get, it's not a reading, it's a dowsing. So
I'm sorry.
What are you doing now?
I'm going to ask you some questions. I work for a nonprofit, and I do some grant writing and development work.
How beneficial is the nonprofit work? Is it Ellen or Evelyn?
Ellen. I think
Ellen,
it's very it's very beneficial to the people we serve. Very, very.
I know it's beneficial to the people that you serve, but what I need to find out is if this is your sole work or not. Is this beneficial for you?
I see what I'm saying.
To other things. It's a way for me to move from what I was doing to what I really want to do.
Yeah, and it's 100%. You're right there. And how much is this in Ellen's divine order? It's 100%. So what is the next step you're asking me for? How long you should continue this, or?
What should be my next step? I still haven't figured out how to transition to what I'd really like to be at, to where I'd like to
yeah.
be.
And so what you have to do is take the moment, any type of transition, be it a job, a relationship, that's one of the things I'm working on, relationship, a job, or anything, is you just take it moment to moment. And you know, without any doubt, in that moment that you're breathing, that not only is your job in divine order, but your whole life is.
Yeah.
And so we're in a universe that once you start expanding, we are supported in that expansion. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you're expanding into this nonprofit, which you've already done, and it's 100% divine order, it has to grow, and you have to move forward. You can't stop it.
Right.
It's just like the ascension process that we're having now. Once you stay in that flow, and you know you're in it because it feels darn good, it's going to take you where you need to go, and you don't have to put the effort and the consciousness in it. The only effort you have to do is to monitor your thought forms and to open your eyes every morning and say, thank you, God, for divine order in my life. I am now ready to move forward this day with you. And it happens, and it works. And I know it works. And that's where the new world is. It starts with each of us individually allowing that divine flow. And with the divine flow, of course, our frequency increases, and we attract to us like attracts like. And I was talking earlier with Cynthia before we went on the air about how important it is for us to love ourselves. That's something we've never been taught, is self-love, self-talk, how to be in the flow of this energetic high frequency. And from the time we're born, many of us are taught fear and you can't do that, and many things that can produce patterns and programs. But it feels like you've already passed all of this and you're into your divine work. And I'm going to say that in the next 24 months, what you're doing is going to grow by over 90%.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're right there. You're right there, Ellen. You just need to just hang out. Just don't even think about it, but know that you're in the divine flow.
That's wonderful to hear, and I love the way you put it. I'm going to give a lot of thought to what you said and actually a lot of feeling to it. Everything is divine, and I'm in divine flow.
Yes. And you are divine, and you've got to love you. I wish I could make, you know, we've all been messed up, you know what I'm saying? Because we volunteered to come. And once you can overcome those things inside your soul that have caused you to have false beliefs and fear of who you are, once you get over that, hey, the sky's the limit. And I think you've done that already.
Thank you for that. That gives me a confidence boost. I appreciate
yes.
this.
You're welcome, Ellen. Good luck with you. You're doing great work, babe.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I will.
I'm sure you will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love that call. That call. You know, so many of us don't realize how we can how little work is really required from us when we move into that alignment of who we are.
Yes.
The universe
yes.
just supports us to move. There's a momentum that moves, that shifts us to, you know, the next level of work that we're supposed to do. Or, you know, if we can just relax, we're so used to, accustomed to, I got to make this happen, I got to make this happen, I got to make this happen.
Yeah,
you know?
The struggle, if you let go of the struggle, is the main thing. And, you know, one of the things I get a lot of calls from people that are in that struggle. And they call me and say, I don't want to live anymore. I've done everything I know to do, and I'm just not supported. And that is where it starts happening, because I say it's not that you don't want to live anymore. It's that you don't want to be in the life that you're in, live the life like you're living it now. You've got to change your life by changing how you think of yourself and how you live your life in every moment. And if you're doing the wrong thing and you're miserable and you're struggling, and you can't make ends meet, then what do you think's going on? I think the universe is showing you flat on that you're not allowing the universal flow to flow through you. You're blocking it. And until you change, it's always going to be struggle. You know, people who can't live from paycheck to paycheck, or they're thinking, what am I doing wrong that I can't be in this divine flow? Well, they're not allowing.
Wow.
They're not changing. Until you do that, it gets worse and worse, especially if you're a light worker and there's things you're supposed to be doing according to your soul purpose and you're not doing it. It's going to get worse and worse until you surrender. I mean, it does. You know what I'm saying, Cynthia?
I truly know what you're saying. I've been through it. You have to surrender. You have to trust the universe. It's just, as a light worker, you it's even more difficult on you.
Well,
wow.
Because your soul knows what you're supposed to do, and if you're not doing it, it's going to keep pushing, make you miserable. You'll be so miserable.
That you, it forces you into surrender. Let's go to our next caller, Cindy.
Okay.
Area code 401, you're on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm always so happy to hear you. I search on a Blog Talk when you're on other shows, too.
Oh, great. Well, have I spoken with you before?
I think a couple, maybe like, sorry?
On Karen Anderson's show?
No, I never called in. I only listened maybe to the archives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I did speak to you on this show several months ago,
uh-huh.
I think.
Yes.
So I had two questions. One was about dowsing. Is that something that you can learn on your own, or do you need to have a teacher?
Let me just refer you to the American Society of Dowsers.
Okay.
And that's the group I've belonged to since the 90s, when I took a dowsing course by Walt Woods. And there are chapters of American Society of Dowsers in all areas of the United States. It's the best-kept secret. And I'm in New Mexico. I left where I've been in Atlanta 59 years, and I was the program director for the Dowsing Club of Georgia. And it's a lot of we would have training sessions for our meeting. So if you can talk to them wherever you are, there's a meeting somewhere, and there's always someone there that'll teach you.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn it yourself, but it's really better to have a teacher so that you can confirm your answers with dowsing. It really helps to have somebody working with you. But I love it. Once I learned in the 90s how to do this, I would do it for hours, but I learned right away that I was supposed to be dowsing energies and frequencies. And how I found this is I was going to a holistic healer in Stone Mountain, Georgia, because I had a lot of I had some issues going on in my body, and I went to him to get nutrients, and he said to me, I've got to clear out your energy fields. There's things in there, and so there's entities in there. They're beings, and it felt great for about 3 days to have those fields cleaned out, but then things started coming back, and so I pray. I've been a great manifester all of my life, and I prayed that somehow I would learn to do this myself, and within a few days, I had a advertisement in the mail about a class, and the class was advertised as learn to clear your energy, learn to douse, and learn to clear your energy bodies. Learn to keep them clear. And I said, oh my gosh, that's it. And I took that class, and the teacher also taught four levels of blueprint repattering, four levels of clearing, and I ended up signing up with her, and I was reading a book by Ann Brewer on DNA reconnection, and Ann Brewer happened to be her teacher. Can you believe it?
No.
And that's the way my life works. I'm sorry, but I've learned how to trust because things have showed up so often for me, and that was the beginning of a 3-year apprenticeship with her and learning to. But the big thing was dowsing, and she would call me, you've got to clear your energy fields. You're not clear. You've got work to do. And she was always talking about ascension, and that's when I got introduced to Joshua David Stone that Cynthia and you guys have been working on, part of his books, which are many. And now I forget what I'm talking. Oh, and yes, dowsing's good for, while I would... There's a book that you can download off the internet. It's called Letters to Robin by Walt Wood. I think it's free. If you just go into Walt Wood, he's passed away about a year and a half ago, but the book is still out. It's a little book. And if you download that, it'll teach you how to program your pendulum, and it has charts that you can use for dowsing.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And if you could find a chapter near you, I would recommend that. Where are you?
I'm in Rhode Island.
I'm sure there's one there. And the main American Society of Dowsers, the main office is in Vermont.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And we have conferences all over the country. There's a big conference in Flagstaff the 1st of October, which is not that far away from me, but I'm going to be working the Atlantic Crystals on the same week they're having the conference, because I'll be in somebody's got to be in Bimini at that time, so somebody has to do other work. So. But good luck on that. That would be 100% good for you. I'm a Virgo, so I really like the details of dowsing. I really like my energy feels clear.
I'm not a Virgo, but I think I have a lot of that energy because I like to start everything from the very base of, like, building from the ground up.
Yes, and there's tons of charts that you can douse, all kinds of charts. Once you learn to douse, there's just a whole world of dowsing abilities that you can acquire through charts, different things that you can douse. Energy frequencies, ley lines. I use dowsing to clean vortexes on the planet. I didn't know to do that, but somebody found me and said, I need you to come help me do this. And so now that's why I go all over the world opening up portals of divine energies.
Awesome.
Yeah, because once you, it's just about the energy. And once you learn how to key into that, it's very helpful.
I'm going to do
did
that.
Did I help you any? Did I ramble too much, Erica?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm attached to every word. And then while I was listening to the earlier callers, you mentioned blocks to self-love. Is that something you can remove from me
right now?
While
let's do it,
oh, okay.
Erica.
Yeah.
And you're not too bad. You've only got four. But right now we're going to call in your higher self and your divine help and my divine being. And with Erica's allowing us now to go into her energy field and remove four blocks, issues that are blocking her from receiving 100% divine love from Source, blocking her from loving herself, and blocking her from receiving love from others. So now we ask that Erica's receptivity to the love vibration flow through all of her energy bodies at 100%, and that she is whole and filled with the highest frequency of love, unconditional love, and joyful love, and Christ consciousness love. And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank
you.
Yeah. Yay!
There you go, Erica.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes. Call me back to another show. I'll have my, yeah.
I will, and thank you for getting up at 4 for us all.
Oh, you're welcome. You know that, don't you?
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's right. You do get up very early to be here, so we're very grateful, Cindy.
Sometimes I go back to sleep, though. I've got company coming this morning, so I don't know how much sleep I'll get, because I'll be wanting to clean up the house, you know that, when company coming.
Let's go to area code 646. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm loving listening to this. It's great.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Helena.
Hey, Helena.
Hey. Oh, you women are wonderful. I'm listening, and wow, if you can help me get rid of any blocks to self-love, it's
Helena, I'm looking at you now, baby, and you, something's going on. And I'm going to tell you, you're not clear at all right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to, with your permission, I really need to do some big, I'm going to do some big things with you this morning, all right?
You have my permission.
I don't know what the heck's going on, but I have about 30 things I look for, so I'm going to do a few things right now. Don't be afraid, though. It's just negative. It's not dark. It's just negative things.
Okay.
How many negative? Okay. And it's Helena?
Yeah.
And what's your birthday?
June 25th. Yeah, 25.
What year?
50.
Okay. You're a young thing then. Okay, I'm Helena at the present time. How many negative entities are in her energy fields? Is it more than 100,000? Yes. 100,000. Do you have some illnesses at all?
No. No.
All right. On Helena at the present time, we now ask to remove 500,000 negative entities in our energy fields. There's a divine light above Helena's head. We ask that all these negative entities go to the light. Disconnect from Helena. She's a high light, but you need the divine light. Okay. Then we ask to block all the portalways and pathways back to Helena with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How many negative portals are in Helena's home where she lives? There's 3. How many negative portals in the land around her home? There's 4. How many negative portals are in her work? None. Is there another place Helena goes with negative portals? Yes. Is it her friend's house? Yes. Okay. Is it another family member? No, it's a friend. At the present time, we ask these divine beings of Helena's and my divine beings and our divine source, the archangels, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain with the violet flame, Jesus, the highest light beings to come through Helena, born 62550, and close all the negative portals that are in her home, the land around her home, and the friend's house that she goes to, where negative entities come through. We ask that all these portals be sealed with golden creator substance, and all the negative entities are going to the, they can now go to the light, the incarnate, and all negative energies in Helena's life fields can now go to the light and disconnect from Helena. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm not done yet, Helena. I need to do a, how many negative beings are on Helena?
Huh.
10. How many curses does she have activated? 3. At the present time, we now ask to remove 3 curses on Helena. We ask to remove these from the originating source into the now, out into the future, as if they never were. Dissipate the energy of these universal substance for the highest good of all. Remove all the negative beings who originated these, send them away, fill them with truth, light, and healing love. Block all the portal ways and pathways back to Helena. Unplug the implants, burn them in the violet flame. Fill the imprints with golden creator substance, dissolve all the miasms. Unplug the trigger mechanisms, burn those in the violet flame. And then remove any negative programs playing for Helena, and burn those in the violet flame, and then heal all aspects with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm going to see how that, how much that helped.
Mm-hmm.
That got you from 0 to, that got you up to 75% clear. Those are your biggest blocks right now. Do you have some anything else that's really going on? Yeah. What's the biggest block, what's the biggest issue or blockage? What part of your life you feel has the most blocks?
Financial.
All right.
And then so, love. Financial first, yeah.
Okay. And you know, those go hand in hand, Helena, because we punish ourselves by not accepting the divine flow of prosperity and abundance, by feeling less than that we deserve it.
Yeah.
And what I want to do, first of all, I want to find your receptivity to love. And you're absolutely on the money on that one. I'm getting like 14 blocks and issues. So on Helena, we want to remove all these blocks and issues for her receiving divine love from her co-creator, her divine source, her God, and then remove the blocks and issues from her loving herself, and remove the blocks and issues from Helena having this feel deserving of love from other people. Because the big issue that a lot of people have deep inside their soul is that God has abandoned me, and God does not love me. And I have been punished, or I have not been supported. And that's not true. That's not a truth. That's a three-dimensional lie, a three-dimensional fear. God never leaves you. You're always part of him or her. You're always part of the source.
Yeah.
So what we want you to do is to remove all what we ask, that all the negative thoughts and all the blocks and issues and the programs and the implants that are blocking Helena from receiving the highest divine love from herself, from God, and from other people. All of these are unplugged and burned in the violet flame. and this channel of love is completely and totally infused into Helena and integrated. And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we move everything out. Then you still have your free will. And that got you up to 90%. You still have your free will. So the free will means you're responsible to monitor all of your thoughts. And when thoughts start coming in that make you feel less than or that that is not taking you to a higher frequency, then I want you to know that that's not a truth. That's not your truth. Your truth is that you're divinely loved and supported in each moment. So each moment you need to accept your divine love, because in this moment, accepting divine love will assist you in allowing it to come to you in the next moment. For each of our moments, we're producing our abundance and our prosperity. It's not what we did yesterday. It's not what happened to us, the bankruptcy 10 years ago. It's not how much punishment or how much abuse we got from our parents. It has nothing to do with that. It only has to do with you and God and yourself in this very moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Can you feel that in you now? Do you feel that a little bit of a transition now?
I feel a bit of a shift. On Sunday night, I stayed with a friend because we had an early call for a TV thing. And since then, my appetite's been really big. I mean, was there anything there that I picked up at her place?
Yes, you did. That was it.
That was the place.
Friend's place.
Yeah. Wow. Because
It's now sealed off, though. You did them a favor. It's sealed up now, and it's clean.
Okay. Because it's like, all I did was want to eat since Monday, and I couldn't figure that out. My appetite was like doubled or tripled.
You're feeling like you don't have enough energy because you're being drained. And so you keep thinking, if I eat something, I'll feel better. If I eat something, I'll get more energy.
Okay. Oh, wow. And you work with people individually, obviously, yeah?
I do. And what I do individually is about 30 things. And then at the end, we set up a time to talk. You call me, and I do the work. You tell me when you want it done, and I do the work. And I type up usually the research and then all the clearing. It ends up being about 3 pages. I email to you. And then we go over, then we set up a time to talk. And I go over what I found and what it means. And then we evoke your masters, goddesses, and archangels that need to assist you on your transformation. So it's really big. It's really good. And I've been doing it for about 14 years. I continuously, the latest thing I've added to my clearing work have been two things. I added trapped emotions in the emotional body, count and remove them, and then etheric parasites and viruses. I've been finding a lot of that. I have a lot of support. People call me because they know what I do. I'm a transformer, transmute energies. And the people will find things that people who have their third eye open completely, and they'll see. And I got a call a few weeks ago saying, oh, my God, Cindy, you got to help me. I've got all these viruses in my etheric bodies, and I can't get them out. Well, I got them out and added it to my clearing sheet. Getting added. Yeah, so it's pretty big. Some people go in deep, pretty big detox, depending on how much we need to clear. But I do it all at once. And then some of it, the genetic clearing that I do, I give you a timeline on how long it takes for that to happen.
So a lot of it's not instantaneous. Some of it takes a little longer.
Genetic is not. Most of the other things are. Mm-hmm.
a shifting. But the genetic thing, because it clears from the originating source of the genetic curse, or, and that means everybody who's connected to you genetically with that curse, your children, your brothers, your sisters. I do a maternal clearing, and it helps your mother and all everybody that has, because, you know, in the Bible it talks about how we inherit the sins of our fathers. Well, it's in our DNA. So we have to clear that out. And that's another thing I found is negative codes in the DNA. I've been working, there's a lot. It's, if you call me back, I'll talk to you about it. And if you decide, you can go to my website and kind of look over too. Yeah.
What is your website?
It's, you can, www.dnareconnection.com. Or www.cindybentley.com.
C-I-N-D-Y?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, great. If may I ask one more thing? This is a lot of time, I realize, so maybe not.
Yes.
We have people lined up here.
All right.
But definitely give
You need to call me back, honey, because I can't do everything. Yeah.
I understand. I'm grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Helena.
Thank you.
Wow, we have so many people here lined up, and I hope we can get to most of them this morning. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey.
Good morning.
This is Susie. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
who are we speaking
Susie.
With? This is Susie.
Hey, Susie.
How you doing?
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, Cindy. I feel like I have definite issue with the self-love thing. I am really finding myself, it's kind of hitting me like a pie in the face. I have been looking at things big time lately about doing things for that are good for other people and are not good for myself.
Right. I'm counting right now the blocks, and I'm getting that you've got about 16 blocks and issues in receiving love.
Wow.
I think it started when at a very early age for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm very sorry. It's not right. We all should be born with joy and love. And, you know, the new world is not going to be like it was. No longer
Thank
do we
God,
have to
right?
be born. No longer do we have to be born into families that don't know how to love us, that we're just another mouth to feed. It's not going to ever be like that again. Things are changing.
Beautiful night.
And so,
night.
Won't
day.
You? Do what? I can't hear you, Susie. What?
Ever? It's a nice, beautiful change.
Yes, it is. We're going through it now, big time right now. And we're bringing in higher love. And so, Susie, I want you to be capable of holding this higher love in all of the essences of
Okay, what is it that I can do? Yes, what is it that I can do?
So what I want to do, first of all, is remove all these blocks and issues. And there's people you need to forgive, but I want you not even to think about that. That just let all of that go. It doesn't matter anymore. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Will that hurt you? The people that have caused you so much pain, just let it all go. It was all a contract with your soul when you came down here. It all made you what you are today. So it doesn't make any difference anymore. Let it all go.
Okay.
So we now ask, we call in all the divine help of our archangels and our divine source and the higher beings, the masters, and your higher self, Susie, to come in
and removed 16 blocks in issues with Susie. That's blocking her from receiving self-love. That's blocking her from receiving divine love, divine unconditional love, and blocking her from receiving love from other people. Let Susie know that she is divinely loved in all ways. Let her feel the love of self. Susie, you need to practice on this.
Yes.
I want you to practice. I've got a book with some affirmations and some things that you can do to help reprogram yourself. You know,
okay.
am I on the money that you had a pretty hard life growing up?
Yes, I did. It was not a very memorable childhood. There's times that I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and sometimes that wasn't very easy either.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a very sensitive person, Susie, and for a child not to be felt that they're wanted 100%, it was hard for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I actually remember at an early age feeling like I did not really belong, or I did not want to be on this earth plane at all.
Yeah. So how are you feeling lately? Is it better?
Feeling the same right now.
Okay. Well, we want to let go of those feelings, and I'm working on that right now with you. That doesn't make you different anymore, because I want you to be in your higher self, and I want you to connect with your divine self and let that part of you love you.
I do feel that I deserve things to be turned around now.
You do. It's time. Mm-hmm. Past
yeah.
time. So I want you to know that you can hold all the love in the world, because and you want to hold it. You know why you want to hold it? Because it's not just loving you. You want to love you so because you're about to bust open to love other people. And by the more love that you can hold for yourself, the more love you've got to give out. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're wanting that connection, really, a whole lot of connection, love coming in from others.
Yes.
Feeling love. And
yes,
it's
that's
time.
Right.
It's going to happen. It's happening in this very moment.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Susie. And let the rest of it go, and just let yourself be love.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
You're welcome, darling. Good luck, Susie.
Thank you. Bless you very, very, very abundantly.
Thank you, darling. I am in the flow.
Okay. Thank
you. Wow. Thank you so much for calling in, Susie. We're going to try to grab one or two more callers this morning. Area code 410, you're on the air.
Morning, it's Kathy.
Hey,
Hi,
Kathy.
How are you? I am not good. I found out the other day I need back surgery, and the disc is pressing up against my spine.
And you know what? You're not clear at all. You know, the pain medication can mess you up too.
Yeah, I'm trying not to take it, but sometimes it's not easy.
Let me look at some. Oh, man, how many, now this is kind of going to be some woo-woo stuff, so y'all hang on. Just hang on to your hats. On Kathy at the present time, may I douse her? Kathy, give me your birth date, okay?
12/13/1953.
Okay, let's do that. At the present time, I'm Kathy, born 12/13/53. I now ask to be able to do a clearing in her back. Yes. How many negative devices does she have in her back? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 20, 30. Whew. Present time, all the energetic frequencies in the back of Kathy, we now ask that all devices and all implants be removed from her spine and all areas of her spine to allow the natural flow of energies. We ask that all these things be unplugged and removed from her back and burned in the St. Germain's violet flame, and then all aspects of her back are healed with our divine golden creator substance. They're healed, and all energetic pathways are opened and filled with the highest love energies to heal her back. And then every negative imprinted proton, all the negative imprinted protons are lifted and healed as in matrix energetics. For this, I'll give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hold on a minute, Kathy. All right, now let me just check a couple more things. How many negative viruses and parasites is she? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 130, and please remove all negative viruses and all negative parasites in any aspect of Kathy. Scrape them out, burn them in the violet flame, and heal her with golden creator substance. How many negative entities does she have on her? Is it more than 100,000? 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50,000. At the present time, please remove 50,000 negative entities from our energy fields. Send them to the light. Fill all the negative portals in her home or around her anywhere with golden creator substance. And all the negative entities around Kathy can now go to the light. Follow the rays of the divine light. Thank you. All right, hang on. Well, that got you to 65% clear from not clear at all. I have about 35 things I clear. I'm just, whatever comes to my head, whatever they're showing me is what I'm doing for you, Kathy, to offer you support. Now, there's no negative being. I'm just going to do a healing prayer with you.
Okay.
And then I'll have to let you go because there's a lot more that you need.
All right.
A lot more than I can do on radio because it's other people. But I'm going to ask, how are you feeling, Kathy?
Not bad. Some of the pain is gone.
Yeah. We now ask Kathy's higher self, to allow the highest and best to come through and be with Kathy at the present time as she accepts a divine love of every piece of her mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, and etheric bodies, and all trapped emotions that are in any of Kathy's bodies, and all trapped emotions that are energetically connecting into her back. We ask that all these be removed and burned in the violet flame and healed as if they never were. And then we're going to hold Kathy up into the highest light and let them pass through her energy bodies, clearing her, shining through, and removing all the blockages, implants, programs, devices. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you. All right, Kathy, I've got you up to 95, so I think you're good for a little bit.
Okay. If I have problems, I will call you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you may need to call me back because you've got a lot.
Right,
and,
right.
I'm just doing the best I could do for this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so listen, you guys, Cindy does beautiful work here on the radio, but many of you could really benefit from getting in touch with her and making an appointment for further work. And you can reach her at www.cindybentley.com. Her last name is spelled B as in boy, E-N-T-L-E-Y, cindybentley.com. And she also has a wonderful book out. Cindy, what is the title of your book?
It's Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. And the other thing is, I can give out my email address. It's cbentleyrn@aol.com. If anybody wants to send me, email me some questions or needs to get in touch, it's cbentleyrn@aol.com. And that is on my website. If anybody needs to email me.
I really encourage you to get her book. Cindy, you know, I think we should do a book study of your book on Circles of Prosperity.
Wow.
Because we are in the fifth dimension now. And the skills required to survive in this evolutionary stage are so different from the way we've been programmed. I totally look forward to working with you on that book. All righty, we're going to take a couple more calls. I have people that have been holding for over 30 minutes. Area code 202.
Hi, how are you? Good.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Nia.
Nia?
Yep.
N-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, Nia, how can I help you this morning?
Well, I was calling to see if you saw, I guess things, looking up a little bit for me. I'm having, some kind of, or anything in love or the romantic department kind of clearing up.
That's hard, and let's look at you first. How many blocks and issues does Nia have in receiving love? Because unless we can receive it, we really can't give it, can we?
Right.
And you're not bad. It's only five blocks and issues. So we're going to ask to remove these five blocks and issues from Nia for receiving love, that she can be capable of receiving divine love at full force of loving herself and receiving love for other people, that Nia releases anything blocking her flow of the highest unconditional love to her. Yes, that they all be removed, burned in the violet flame, and Nia is healed with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And is Nia's partner, Nia's life partner, is she going to find this person? You've still got some, do you have some people, someone you broke up with?
Well, we didn't break up. There is somebody I'm seeing now. Seems like he's not taking the initiative I would like him to. I love him, and I would like to be with him.
I understand that one. And my people keep telling me to be patient. I don't know how much more patient I'm going to be. But anyway, the let's look at him. And,
okay.
And how, what we want to do, we want it balanced. And we need a balanced relationship. Until he gets balanced, he's not going to. So how balanced is Nia's relationship? What's his name?
His name is Rudolph, like the reindeer.
Rudolph. Okay. So how balanced is Nia and Rudolph's relationship? See, it's only about 45% balance right now. And see, when I checked you, you're like 85% clear, and Rudolph is only about 30% clear. So you're working out a different frequency. You're working at a higher frequency than he is. When you have, this was one of my problems. When you're in a relationship and they're staying in the third dimension in a lower frequency, and you're being ascended to higher frequencies, then you cannot communicate. There's not a communication there, because in a lower frequency, you've got that fear. And when you've got fear, it blocks love. It blocks the higher love. So you're not capable of producing the intimacy and the relationship that you really want, because they just can't get there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And so what we need to do is increase his frequency and open him up to higher frequencies so that you guys can match it up. The other thing is, how many lifetimes, past lives, have y'all been together? And that's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Ooh. So you guys have been together like 180 lifetimes. So he is one of your soulmates for your work here on the planet, your soul here on the planet. And you've been together many lifetimes. And the other thing I do is, how many contract vows and agreements do you guys have for this lifetime together? And you got a lot. You got a lot.
And contracts, what does that mean?
Well, before you come down to the planet, you know, you make contracts with what. You do this and I'll do that. Your soul, everybody gets together in your soul group that you're going to work with and say, if I do this for you, if I cause you this pain, will you help me wake up? If I do this to you, will you do that to me? It's just, it's very well orchestrated. But what gets in the way is, you know, we don't remember anything, number one. And number two, we forget about living in divine order. And the flow. So our thought, we've given free will, even though we make and plan our life here. It's hard to believe we've planned all the bad stuff, but we do, because it's all about the soul overcoming and learning more about itself. And this is the hardest planet in the whole universe anywhere, because this is the only place where the soul goes and forgets the power and the love that way the soul is. And so you have to go back to where you came from, to the source power. And it's not an easy trip. It hasn't been, but it is going to be from now on. We're letting go of this duality and judgment and the darker sides of things so that we can live in the higher light. Does that make sense?
It does, sort of.
Oh, I've just told you too much. But you guys have a lot of stuff to do together. It's work, honey. You guys have work to do together.
So you don't think that I should scrap him completely, I guess?
No, he's. You may need to back off a little bit till he can catch up with you. He needs to do some work on himself.
Okay.
Am I correct? Am I correct
on
this?
Definitely, you are.
But there's definitely energetic connections there that need to be. You need to be together. You've got work to do together. but he's got to get ready for it. Yeah. You're supposed to be helping one another in this lifetime, supporting one another. Does that feel right?
Pardon?
Are you still there, Nita?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Did that help?
Yeah, that does help. It does. It's good to know that, I guess, because I wasn't 100% sure if he wanted to be with me during certain points. I know he has work to do, but, you know, you have to want to still be there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And he's just, you know, if I look at, like, you're 90-something percent conscious and awake, and he's only 30%, 32%. So
yeah,
the communication is just not happening.
But you do see that he wants to be with me as a person and not, you know.
Well, you know, I can't say that. I mean, I can't go into his head and tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying where he is energetically, that even if he wanted to, he's not conscious enough to be in touch with the need that he has for you. Even if he's supposed to be with you, you've got work to do. But he's not awaking. He's not waking up to it like he should. He's starting to, but not 100%.
Okay.
So don't give up. You may have to back off some, but I wouldn't give up on it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nia.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Put it in divine order, Nia. Do not just talk about divine order in your life and take care of you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
All righty. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
I'm going to squeeze in this last caller, area code 214. You're on the air. Erica,
good morning. This is Vernita. Good morning, everybody. How are you all?
Good morning.
Hi.
This is Vanessa.
Vernita, R-O-N-E-T-H-A.
Vernita.
Yes, ma'am.
I can like that. Okay. How can I help you, Vernita?
Well, I think I got some energy blocks in my health, concerning my health and finances. And I need some information on that, please.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been talking about the energy flow. And if I'm looking at you energetically, it's not that, I mean, energetically you're not too bad. You've got some good energy going. I think you've got a lot of friends and a lot of joy in your life. If I look at your blocks in receiving love, you're wide open, girl. You have no blocks.
Well, that's good to know.
So, yep, you're good on that. So the abundant issue is knowing that you are in divine order and knowing that you're divinely cared for every moment. But you've got some stuff. I think this is genetic. Did your mom and dad keep telling you they didn't have enough money?
They might have did years ago when I was growing up. I don't remember.
Yeah, when there's a house full or whatever. But what I want to do is there's some programs is what I'm getting at. It may be a past life program. But you got some negative programs around, it's vows. Oh, my God. You've got... I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. You've got 18 old vows of poverty. Now, the vows that you take, your soul takes in other lifetimes, never leave. And so these are not serving you now. This is like you were probably a nun or you were trying to be a holy person And years ago, in other lifetimes, people thought it was, they did vows of poverty because they thought it made them closer to God. And guess what? That's wrong. That's not the truth. That's three dimension. So now we're going to ask Ronita to come in with her higher self and all her energy fields. And we want to remove these 18 vows of poverty that she still carries in her soul. And we ask that these vows of poverty, all the frequencies of them be dissipated, universal substance, the frequencies scattered, and she no longer has any energetic connection to vows of poverty. That she can be free, be abundantly blessed, to be abundantly prosperous. The monetary flow comes to her with ease and grace. And for this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, and Ronita, you're going to have to refresh my memory. It was monetary, and did you say something else, health?
Yes, my health. Yes, ma'am.
Are you taking care of yourself?
I am. I'm currently on some thyroid medicine and hormone medicine, so I just had blood work done, and I'm waiting for the results to come back to see if my thyroid is out of whack. So, yeah, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah.
I can't.
Are they thinking that it's not producing enough or that it's overactive?
I'm hypo.
Okay.
I'm hypo, so,
because I have the same thing, and I took thyroid for many years, and I started taking kelp, high doses of kelp, because we need iodine. And if I look in your body, Ronita, what percent iodine deficient is Ronita? And you're like 85% deficient in iodine. So you need to take some kelp at least twice a day.
Okay.
I would say 325 milligrams twice a day.
All right. I would do that. Thank you very much.
That would help you a lot because I started taking kelp, and my doctor has me reducing my thyroid medicine.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm on a low dosage now, and I was told about the iodine, but he wanted me to do blood work first where he can tell me to do anything else, and so I told him okay. So I will get the cap from the health food store.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
Because that really helps you.
Well,
and,
thank you.
Otherwise, your health is not that bad.
No, it's just sometimes the day it just drops, or I just feel like I'm just dragging along or pulling teeth to get anything done. It's not 24 hours a day. It's just half a day.
The energies are like that now. I have to take naps all the time.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do that sometime. Yeah.
We're transforming ourselves. And, you know, when we're sleeping, a lot of us are still working on another level, another aspect of us doing energetic work on different planes and different dimensions while we're asleep.
Okay.
So some of us still get a little tired, even after sleep. But I think one of the things you need to do is try to move around more, because with movement, sometimes you get more energy, too. Are you outside much?
No, I'm mainly inside. Mainly inside because we've been doing 106 degrees here, so I'm mainly inside with my patient.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been pretty hot lately. I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Where are you?
Dallas,
yeah.
Texas.
I'm going to Dallas Wednesday. I'm going to be doing two classes, one at the Unity Church a week from Sunday, Dallas Unity, and the other one at the American Power Yoga. I'm going to be there on next Friday night doing a class.
Oh, really?
So I'll be in Dallas. Yeah, I'm taking sessions in Dallas. I'll be there for a week.
for a week. Well, you get to experience that weather because it's still going to be 100 and something.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm up in the mountains in north New Mexico, and it's nice. It's 50s at nighttime. You can sleep like a baby here, buddy.
Well, see, that sounds good. So when you come here, be prepared to be a little steamy. It's going to be hot.
I'm glad this was divine order because I didn't know it was going to be that hot. Oh, my gosh.
It's a divine order. I'm glad that I was able to get through. But, yes, it's going to be hot.
Well, listen, my classes are that I'm giving with energy clearing and downloads are $20. It's going to be at the Unity of Dallas and then the on Markenberg Lane, the American Yoga Studio. So if you know anybody that wants, or you can come too, that would like to come,
okay,
that would be great. The 16th is from what?
I missed the date. What is the date? You gotta come.
Friday the 16th, and then Sunday the 18th is from one to three at the Dallas Unity, and
okay.
Then Friday the 16th from 7:30 to 9:30.
Okay, and that's on Markenberg, Dallas Unity. Is that what you said, Dallas Unity?
Uh huh. Unity of Dallas.
Okay, Unity of Dallas. Okay, is that a church or just some place?
It's a church. Uh huh. It's
okay.
A church.
Okay.
They're telling me not to be too woo woo though when I'm there. I kind of scared them, I think. Yeah. But you know, I'll do my thing. We'll do what we need to
do. What you need to do. Can I ask one more question? It's still about the love thing. I'm trying to see where is my soulmate? Why are we having united? If I'm open to it, is it just not time or?
He's not ready. He's only 80% ready.
Okay. Do I know
you are ready? You're 100% ready. He's only 80% ready.
Okay. Do I know him? Or do we know each other is what I'm asking?
I think you've met him.
Okay.
You've met him two times. It's just you don't really know yet.
Okay.
You don't know each other. You've met him. You've ran into him a couple of times.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. There's not anybody from my past, thank God. It's not a bad thing.
I know. Let's leave that
new,
past behind us. I know. Let's leave that past behind us.
Let it be bygones. Everything was fine. Let it be bygones when you're ready for something new and refreshed and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But you
we're
are
all
funny.
Changing. We're evolving.
Huh?
We are evolving. All of us are evolving right now. Higher consciousness.
I believe that. And I really believe that and receive, especially when I be on Circles of Prosperity. Even when I can't get on and talk or even say hi to Cynthia and Dr. Reggie, it's just an enlightenment for me every time I get on and hear them. So and that helps me to realize more how evolving we are in this world every day.
Yes. And the higher your frequencies, the more you're going to Your thoughts are so important. That's part of your connection to being divine is holding divine thoughts. And those thoughts in every moment are going to attract to you the correct and proper love that you should have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm ready.
Thank you so much for calling, Ronitha. We're down to the last 90 seconds of the show.
Okay. Thank you all.
I love you all.
That went fast.
Thank
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. Have a great week.
Cynthia, that was a very fast show.
It was very fast. It was very, very fast. I hope everyone
enjoyed
the show.
We covered a lot of things. Yeah, we covered a lot, though.
Please give us we'll be here next week. Star for Wednesdays will be on the show next week. And Cindy will be back the second Friday of next month. So
September. I can't believe it's September already. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's amazing. The year goes by so fast.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to give your website out again, www.cindybentley.com.
Uh-huh.
And Cindy, thank you so much. We love you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
I've enjoyed it. It's been wonderful. Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
God bless you.